Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is that time of season. National Football League training camps are right around the corner. And joining us from NFL Network is Adam Rank, one of our favorite NFL guys here on the Gwynn and Chris Show. And Adam, how are you? What's new? What's going on? What do you know?
Well, you know, it's kind of a wonderful time of year. As you said, training camps are approaching, which means we've got nothing to do, which is really pretty much when they let me go run loose here at the NFL Network. I'll be on tomorrow afternoon with James Jones, arguing about the Bears and the Packers. So this is really like my time to shine. Like during the regular season, that's when Rich Eisen and Michael Irvin and all the guys get to go do their thing. Now when they're like, we need somebody to just go pull stuff out of their rear, put Adam in there, it's my time to go.
Adam, clearly the news of the day is about LeSean Shady McCoy and a alleged domestic abuse incident. Can the NFL get this right this time? Are they going to be able to get this right?
I sure hope so. And I think that we all were shocked by the images of what we saw today. And, you know, it's just one of those things, of course, you have to wait, let everything play out as it is. And I hope definitely this is, you know, anytime something like this happens, you want the NFL to strike the right tone. I think that a lot of people have some concerns or have some questions because a lot of times suspensions don't seem to always add up. You know, right. A guy gets, you know, 8 games for one thing, or it's 2 games for this. And you even see it from the players on their social media timelines. I saw it was Kyle Long, actually, who was talking about how it just seems like the suspension length always varies. So hopefully, you know, the NFL will go do their thing. And as this proceeds, that the right outcome will be presented.
Adam, how does the NFL really take us inside this a little bit? Because I think a lot of us are confused. I certainly am, as far as to how they do their investigation and how their investigation goes along with the investigation of, say, police, authorities, people involved. Do they work together with the authorities, or does the NFL do its own thing and come up with its own conclusions?
No, absolutely. I mean, law enforcement's going to do their thing, and the NFL will do whatever it can to help them out and vice versa. But you also have to understand, too, is that we have hired a lot of people from the law enforcement field who come in and work with us. I know that every year during the off season, we just had a recent media summit as well. We work with, you know, former prosecutors and people who work in the DA offices to just kind of go through what they do. And they have, you know, former FBI people and everybody looking into this. So it is they work with law enforcement, but there is an independent investigation from the NFL as well. So they kind of do their thing. I wish I had a little bit more substance for you on that one. I just know that there are qualified people doing their thing, and that's not really the extent of my knowledge on that.
We're speaking with Adam Brink, NFL. I'm sorry, NFL
Network.
Network. I almost said .com. NFL Network.
Adam, works.
The other thing that has popped into the news is of the Arizona Cardinals. Their GM gets pulled over for a DUI. More information is trickling out from that incident. Apparently, he originally didn't identify himself properly. What is the move for the Diamondbacks, for the Cardinals at this point?
Do you still have baseball on the mind?
I think
that the Cardinals are in that position again where they have to let this play out and see where this investigation goes and what the police findings are and, of course, what the court rules and everything like that. And each team kind of takes this differently, but there's the same universal approach that everybody is going to just kind of let law enforcement do their thing before they go out and act, and they don't want to. That's the one problem is you don't want, or the one thing you want to avoid is acting too reactionary at first. And even though this is something that's in the public eye, especially now when there's not a lot of news in the cycle, and people are looking at it, you still want to let everything play out and make sure that you're doing your due diligence and doing the right thing for both parties involved. So again, this will be something that's going to be played out in the courts, and then the team will eventually do its own investigation and determine the severity of the punishment.
Adam Ranks with us here on 97.3 The Fan, talking some NFL football. Never a bad time to talk football. Back to Shady McCoy for a second, just because this is such a this whole domestic violence issue is such a huge thing, especially in the National Football League. I mean, you had a guy like Ray Rice whose career basically ended as a result of an incident that was caught on tape, and originally was suspended, I think, a couple of games, and then it went from that all the way to we never saw Ray Rice again. For Shady McCoy, I mean, this couldn't be a worse thing that come out, because whether he's involved or not, the court of a public opinion right now is certainly working against him. And he, even though the law says he's innocent until proven guilty, there's a lot of people out there going to need to hear from Shady McCoy and be convinced by Shady McCoy that he has had nothing to do with this. Because we've seen the images, and like you said, they're not pretty.
It's gruesome, you know, and that is something that is going to stick with somebody for a long time. I think of the Bengals number one running back right now, Joe Mixon, had an incident in college. Ezekiel Elliott was suspended, and of course his case dragged on through appeals with his suspension with the league too. And that's something that you're probably never going to be able to shake, whether you're exonerated or not. And it is something that it's troubling, and it's something that you don't want to deal with. And I know with me, you know, dealing with fantasy football, you want to, it's tough sometimes because you have to strike the balance of what I do personally is a lot of fun. And, you know, but you also, I'm a human being and I have emotions and I see things like this and I feel for it because I have empathy. And but ultimately I want to make sure that the facts of the case are presented before I make any ultimate judgment and going forward like that. But otherwise, but you're right. I mean, the people are already talking about it. Like, people are acting, you know, they have feelings on it one way or the other. And so it's a difficult situation, especially now with social media and everything is just there. Everything is out there. And everybody has looked, everybody has seen it. So it's a tough thing to navigate. And it's really a tough balance trying to do your job and trying to provide. I mean, what I do is I provide entertainment. And also, you know, being mindful that people, myself included, are very disturbed by the images that you see.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're talking with Adam Rank, NFL Network. Adam, with the offseason pretty much coming to a close here, you got training camp right around the corner. Who give me your grade. Who had the best offseason of the NFL teams this year?
Well, I think that you look at a team like the Chicago Bears, they're going to be one of the most talked about teams heading into this season as a potential team that could be the surprise team. You know, last year we saw with the LA Rams.
This is the same Bears team that you're going to be arguing about here later on today, correct?
Listen, that's tomorrow, and I'm going to be arguing in favor of them. I'm going to be going up against James Jones because he's so biased as a former Packer.
He's still biased as a Packer.
Of course he is.
Well, that's good. Go ahead and practice your argument on us.
Well, one of the things that the biggest change, obviously, is at the head coaching position. And listen, I mean no disrespect to John Fox, who has done a lot of great things in this league. The last 3 years were not it. You know, John Fox did. It didn't work out. It wasn't a good fit for him. I know. I don't want to go with the cliche and be like, hey, while the rest of the league was playing chess, John Fox was peeling potatoes. No, he was peeling potatoes. He wasn't even doing the same thing. It's not even a game. Like, what are you doing? Get into the mix. And so you look at what they did with Matt Nagy, where they brought in one of the brightest offensive minds. It's the trend that that they're following with what the Rams did with Sean McVay, is you bring in a bright, young offensive coordinator, give him a chance to run that team. And look, he doesn't have to be the second coming of George S. Halas. You just have to not be John Fox. It's like the first time that you got rid of your tube TV and you brought in that flat screen. It was amazing. It didn't have to be the top of the line flat screen, but it looks like he's going to be. So it's going to be a big fit for them. And I think that offense changes dynamically. You have a quarterback who does a lot of great things. He's very accurate with the ball. He runs really well, like he can extend plays, and then you bring in guys like Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Trey Burton. You mix that in with Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, and even though that's a tough division, I think the Bears are poised for a huge season.
Oh boy.
I like it. Well, that's interesting because I haven't heard a lot of people talk big time about the Bears.
I haven't heard anybody talk about the Bears.
So you're right? I'm gonna anything the Bears do, you're gonna get all the credit now. You're gonna get all the credit if the Bears do anything. Let me ask you. Go ahead.
Right, because that's the thing. I don't want to be that guy who was like, I called it first. Like the guy who's like, dude, I used to watch Blink 182 when they were opening up for Real Big Fish, but I was and I am. So I want to be that guy who's riding the wave in front of everybody.
All right, Chicago Bears, Adam Rank, you heard it here first. Last thing for me, Adam, on the quarterback shuffle in the NFL, Kirk Cousins to Minnesota, Alex Smith to Washington, Kansas City's going to turn everything over to Mahomes. Who's going to come out on top when all the dust settles with you got Case Keenum now in Denver. I mean, there's a lot of quarterback movement, but who do you like? Who made the best move there?
I really like the move that the Vikings made with Kirk Cousins. Obviously, you're bringing in a pretty good quarterback. Some people will point to how well Case Keenum played last year and like, well, why didn't you just stick with that? It's like, well, because you got close and you didn't get over the hump. And that is the point. Like, the Vikings have had a lot of big-time failures. Like, they've been close a lot. I mean, it was a plot point in How I Met Your Mother one time. That's how big of a thing it is. So now you go out, you have a guy who can get you over the top because the one thing – where they're really going to improve is the red zone efficiency. And DeFilippo is coming in from Philadelphia. They were number one of the league in red zone proficiency. You bring in Kirk Cousins. Now, when Kirk Cousins was in Washington, they were not very good in the red zone. They were actually one of the worst, and part of the reason why they didn't have a great ground game. But you put Kirk Cousins in that situation. You got Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph. Dalvin Cook is back. He's doing drills. He should be ready to go once training camp starts. You put all those weapons around him with a coordinator who knows what he's doing when he gets near the goal line, and I think that's going to be huge for – I hate to say it because I wasn't sitting here talking great about the Bears. It just makes that job even harder, but I think that Viking situation is going to be pretty good this year.
All right. We'll look forward to an NFL Central championship game maybe, Vikings and Bears.
Let's
and then we'll just we'll bring you on and we'll just say, here's the guy who called it months and months ago.
Right?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Nice work, man. All right. We'll see how it all turns out. You're on the hook. Just so you
know. Thank you. No,
we won't forget.
You put me on the hook. Listen, I'm here. I'm not running away. I'm not scared. I'm
going to
be right
not.
Here.
That's what I'm saying.
Right
that's here. Why I know we That's why I know we can put you there. I appreciate it, man.
I
Good stuff.
It. No,
Good
no,
insight.
No. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm we'll catch up to you once training camps get going. Thanks for everything, Adam.
Okay, thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.